coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Man, we've had some great guests today. Brittany Merlot, Jennifer Birschbach, from a great organization that she started up.
Right, that Moms?
Moms Connecting throughout the area. I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we are Green Bay area moms. So, yeah. And that's, yeah.
Check it out. And then Katie Hess, who's just amazing with what she does for the different associations around here and the big golf tournament coming up. And
right, for autism.
For autism.
And 58 counties? And
yeah.
Again, both those ladies are really, they're support groups.
Yeah.
Resource centers, support groups, and, you know, we get 5 million people living in the state.
Yep.
You know, we all have different needs.
This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. I don't have them. I hope to get them very soon. This gentleman does because he has a 150-year-old house that was drafty, and he had to do something about it, so he called Pella.
It's 115, not 150.
Oh,
be,
I'm sorry.
That'll be old. But no, it would. So, and we had the realtors in here last week. Ben and Deanna Melchor. Yep. They're talking about curb appeal.
By the way, ran into them coming out of the coffee shop right next door for us yesterday too. That had a lot of business yesterday.
Good.
Yeah.
And you know, think about how much the rent here, which
and
you
I
know what it is.
Just want to apologize if my daughter's listening. I accidentally bought those flavored fruit drinks. Didn't know they were like loaded with caffeine.
Thank you, Grandpa. Yeah, wow. No, but this Pella thing, Johnny, and you all those times you were at my house, did you notice just...
I did.
The windows, doors.
And absolutely. That.
But like when Deanna and Ben Melko were talking about selling your home or just having a home, we're not going to sell our home for some time. But the curb appeal that good windows and doors can bring.
Absolutely.
It's great. Walking around, and we do a lot of walking around our neighborhood, and... a lot of people have made an investment. And like you said earlier, we like the curb appeal, but that's not really why we did it. And we did it to save money because our heat bill was crazy in our house. And that it dropped it like a couple $100 a month, which was
Pella Windows and Doors.
So yeah, they're great.
PellaWI.com.
They come in, they do everything for you. So yeah.
Get a hold of them. I think Golden Years.
So there's one of those compilation albums, I believe.
Yep. So we were talking about, you would buy these golden years, the best of the 70s, and it had 30
artists.
Songs on, but the people who played were not the originals at all.
But this looks like it is the originals because I see Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. That is Edison Lighthouse. That's right. Ride, Captain, Ride is by Blues Image. So this is one of those compilations, but those were the, if you got that,
though, you were cool. Cool.
Isn't that Ride, Captain, Ride, Grand Funk Railroad?
Ride, Captain, Ride.
Okay. I had that one.
Ride, Captain, Ride is by Blues Image.
By Blues Image.
Okay. Yep.
Same thing.
Darn.
We got, do we have Drew Stefani?
Yes, Drew's on the line.
All right, Drew. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
EAA Communications Director. You're going to have a pretty easy week, huh?
Nothing going on?
it's getting pretty busy right now. I heard some D6 Texans flying in earlier today, and I saw the Skywriters already out, spelling out the letters of EAA, so... we're already off to a hot start to start the day.
Is a B-52 there?
Yep, B-52 came in last night. It was a little bit like about 5:30, 6 o'clock is when that rolled in. That was a crowd pleaser for sure. For everybody that got in early, they were in for a treat.
They're amazing. You know, I grew up near a base, and we'd be playing ball. I've said this a million times. And when one was coming in for a landing, the game stopped. And everybody just stood there and watched it come in. It was just so majestic with those huge wings and the huge engines on those things. It's like, how is that staying in the air? But it's just amazing. It's like watching this big old pterodactyl coming in or something.
Todd, is that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It truly is a graceful airplane. I mean, looking at just, the sheer size and just, it's amazing to see that thing fly in the air every day.
And that's like your feature attraction, right? Is the B-52 this year?
At the center of Boeing Plaza, yes, it would be one of the featured airplanes. It's going to be here all week. It'd be great for a photo op with the family. And then as part of the air shows, the Snowbirds are going to be one of the big headlines this year, kind of at the tail end of the week. But then earlier in the week, we're going to have the Italian aerobatic team, as well as several other demo jet teams, your F-35s, your F-22s, F-16s, all that sort of fun stuff, too. So there's going to be plenty to see throughout the week.
Fantastic.
What's the difference in the American aerobatic and the Italians?
A little more flamboyant.
Flamboyant, are they? They kind of tell you what, they don't ask permission.
Yeah, the difference is mostly going to be in the aircraft. I mean, every team kind of has their own team airplane. I mean, the United States teams are going to be flying American fighter jets, whereas you look at the Snowbirds and the Italian teams, they're going to be flying jets of their respective countries. That's kind of the main difference. The Snowbirds are one of the more graceful teams that we've ever seen here on the AirVenture grounds. And then the Italians always put on a fantastic show, too. So there's always something unique that each team brings to the table.
I'm going to say one. I'm going to bet you on one thing, Jim.
What's that?
If we see them walking around, we'll know by their hair how well their hair is taken care of. If
it's their uniforms are Armani suits.
The hair will be perfect.
Women on both arms.
I was reading a thing about the Olympic Village, about what goes on in the Olympic Village, and one of the big name Americans. She's like, anything unusual? She says, well, we'd always walk past the Italian athletes' rooms and the male athletes, and they'd always have their doors open, and then have the tightest, skinniest little underwear on they've ever seen. That's all they wear. So I don't know if we'll see some of that with the Italian acrobatic flight.
Not sounding that way.
Hey, let me ask you this, though, Drew. As far as we had Brittany Merlot on, and she said it is already so crowded down there, it's incredible. People really, they decided they were going to beat the rush and get there early this year, didn't they?
Yeah, we've got a packed campground already. It's pretty astonishing to see. It feels like Friday was kind of when the show really started for us. I mean, that's when you had all the campers, everybody walking around, and it was a real party out in the campground when I drove through earlier.
I can imagine.
That's awesome. And how many, is your attendance going to be stronger, weaker than last year? What are you looking at?
A lot of the attendance is going to depend on the weather, but I would say looking at the forecast so far, I think we're going to be on par with prior years. I certainly think we're expecting more than 600,000 to walk through the doors throughout the week.
And that shouldn't scare people because you guys know what you're doing in terms of parking and getting refreshments and bathrooms.
And you move them through fast. Yeah, you do. You really do the whole thing.
You get a good system.
Yeah, we've tried over the years. I mean, the traffic pattern has always been an issue. So we actually had a Northwestern University a couple of years ago actually help do a traffic study to help us manage the traffic as best as we can. Because everybody knows, as soon as the afternoon air shows and the night air shows end, things get a little hectic around here. So, yeah, having advanced traffic patterns and figuring out ways to file in people when they're showing up, too, has helped out greatly over the years.
You know, Drew, one of the things Jim and I talked about today was when just having lunch in like that press room area, it's really fascinating because everybody around you, or a lot of people around you, are from different countries and different, you know, or an authority on a certain type of aircraft or whatever. That's quite the room that you have there when you have all the media from around the world gathered, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always fascinating. Last year, we actually tied our record for the number of countries we had represented by attendees. We had 93 represented last year, which is just astonishing. And we're hoping to break that record again this year. I know I talk with our International Visitors Tent volunteers every day, and we always get the updated numbers. So I'm looking forward to see what we've got at the end of today.
That's fantastic.
So aviation, I mean, people fly a lot, but some of us aren't going to do the military. But something that I'm really interested in as just a consumer is these personal aircrafts. Do you have some of those on display this year?
The air taxis?
Yeah, where you can just buy it and park it in your garage.
There are a couple of air taxis that are on display this year as part of exhibitors. A lot of, when we're looking at personal aircraft, we do have a lot of home builds on display as well. Home-built parking is always a busy area, too. So there is a little bit of, we've got the air taxi side as well as the home built, and even some of the vintage aircraft are some of the more affordable ones if you're looking to get into the aviation space.
What about the, one of the things last year that was kind of cool, we had the military guys on, the Army guys, yep. And they had the Cobra helicopter there. You can have those guys there again because they were really fascinating.
Yeah, we actually saw the Cobra guys, saw them out on Boeing Plaza 2 days ago, actually. Oh. So I saw they did come in already, so they should be staged on Boeing Plaza, and I believe they might be, you'll at least get to be pretty up close to see those helicopters and see what it's like and get to look at some of the facets that go into those.
That's worth a trip right there.
couple things are worth it. But Drew, the besides seeing all the aircraft and the different what's coming down the pipeline, there's a whole job opportunity down there too. People can explore from air traffic controller to mechanics, right?
Yep. And so we have Aviation Gateway Park, which is pretty close to the main gate. And that's home to the Education Center, as well as the Education and Career Center. So anybody that's looking to get some secondary education in the aviation world, or they're looking for a career, they've got several exhibitors there that that have everything from being a pilot to being a mechanic, and all sorts of other jobs too, including some office stuff. So there's plenty of jobs in the aviation world that many people just don't know about, and this is a great opportunity to go hand out some resumes and make some connections.
Well, how's it going ticket-wise? I just got a text here about ticket-wise for kids.
Yep, kids get in free this year, and that's supported in part by the Boeing company. So, ages 17 and under get in free.
That's awesome. You know, I was talking to some really interesting young people last year. They're from Middle Tennessee State, and they have a whole aeronautical program that you can go to, and that was really interesting.
Yeah, we've got several colleges exhibiting on the grounds. I did see Middle Tennessee State was actually on the grounds earlier today getting all set up, and we've got several other schools. I know Purdue, Western Michigan. There's several colleges out there that have aviation programs that are fantastic schools to get your foot in the door.
And what a great career, right? I mean, for some kid that's 16, 17 that has an interest, I mean, their parents they should go down there and take a look at it. There's just everything. You can't do that in one day. I mean, that's at least a couple day, 3 day adventure down there, right? I mean, do you have a fun run coming up too? Do you have some other things?
Yep, on Saturday we have the Runway 5K. So yeah, you'll get one of our unique routes that you have in the running space. You've got you actually get to run around the AirVenture grounds. You get to see a pretty good tour of it on foot, and it's a great experience. You get to see everything, and then you get a ticket to the show too. So you get to experience all the sights and sounds when you're not competing, trying to set a personal record.
Last quick question. We're going to be down there tomorrow. Are we getting our own private golf cart that says the mayor on it?
Or is that just the private jet?
I don't know if I can pull those kind of strings just yet. I don't have that kind of pull around here.
Wow, there was a time you would have.
Well, you're darn right.
Drew, look forward to working with you all week.
Yep, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow morning.
See you. We're going to set a quick break. Todd Steffen will be coming up talking about the Miracle League and growing up in the Schmidt household. Back after this.
Down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as across the hill. Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Got a text here. I'm camping in Camp Scholler. I'm a Civic Media listener from Madison. It's always fun, and I don't even have an aviation background. Tyler from Columbia County. Thanks, Tyler.
What's Camp Scholler? That's
Scholar.
Yep. Is that one of the campgrounds there?
That's where the campground is, basically.
Oh, is that where Brittany is?
Yep, that's where she's at.
Okay,
out.
All right. We will see you there tomorrow.
Yeah, Tyler, come over and say hello.
Yes.
We'll be there walking around. Joining us right now, again, a gentleman who didn't have the happiest childhood.
Well,
because he was
this poor guy
forced to listen to the Schmidt Brothers greatest hits. Come on. Sunday after Sunday.
That's correct.
Todd Steffen.
It was awesome.
What a great upbringing your parents provided you. Well, culture.
Well, you may change your mind after this interview. You wonder, it's like 2-3 straight hours of barbershop quartet.
Oof.
And
pretty serious.
You get your sweet Adelines.
Did you sing?
I didn't. I got a haircut there. It's kind of what they. Jeez. But no, the warped humor and everything. You grow up listening to barbershop quartet music.
Yeah,
starts to get on you a little bit. You'll see.
Case in point. Oh, they know.
So you're from Two Rivers, though.
I am not from Two Rivers. No, I'm from a small town north of Milwaukee.
So you didn't have like an upbringing of, oh, that's, I know them, and I, you know, bought wood from the lumber store, and it wasn't anything like that.
No, no, no. But the albums, I mean, the big deal was they were on the Ted Mack original show. You know, this is a little Two Rivers.
Trying to think of what Ted Mack was, if you had iron poor blood. Geritol.
Geritol.
Yes. Friends, do you have iron poor blood? 2 teaspoons of Geritol every morning will give you vim and vigor for the rest of your day. Geritol for iron poor blood.
Yeah. That was good stuff.
Oh, I was big Sundays.
I put it on my pancakes.
Absolutely. It was delicious. Big. Yeah. But let me ask you this, though. Did you then think to yourself, I want to be in a barbershop quartet when I get older? Did you think that?
No. No. Not. Okay. It wasn't. I am in a band, though. I am in a band. Yeah. A little rock band we do.
What town were you raised in?
Fredonia, Wisconsin.
Fredonia. No. Todd, you know Fredonia?
You've heard of it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Excellent. I went to school down in Rosendale. I think we played Fredonia a lot.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Ozaki would have been.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, there was only, you had a sign that said, welcome to Fredonia. It had population 710. It still has population 710. Talk to the guy that runs the joint.
Wait a minute. Is that where you got pulled over?
Well, I hope not.
No.
Are you, no?
No.
Okay. That was, that was
Princeton.
Madison?
That was Princeton.
Yeah.
Oh, Princeton.
Okay. Rosendale,
yeah.
Princeton.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, if you know, it was aggressive down there. I asked the guy, so are there really 710 people? I got, you know, go back 20, 30 years. He said, yeah. No, I said, we're up over 1,000. I said, well, why does it always say 7? He said, well, then we'd have to change the sign.
Get a new sign. So you were a great athlete there, though, weren't you?
Decrepit, yeah.
You were an athlete there.
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. We all tried.
There you go. You know. Well, one of the big things you do now, Todd, and it's not just now, it's been a few years, and you and some others, we are big fans of the Miracle League. You know, we've had some great people on today talking about, you know, we talk about autism and the different things. And one of the other cool things in this area is what you do for some of these kids that, you know, are disadvantaged physically and everything. You make sure they still have a very, very great experience playing baseball.
Yeah, you've been out there, actually.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's got to be a gem of Alloway, because that is, when that's going on during the months of June and July, it is awesome. It's just, it's heartbreaking. Heartwarming, heartbreaking. It's just awesome. So anybody want to come out and help, come on out. We'd like to see you.
So this...
Seats are cheap.
This league, but the food is good. The
snappy wieners.
That's right. I worked the concession stand one time.
Thank you.
You guys didn't want me playing
that would
baseball.
Be a great that's what band name, wouldn't it? Snappy Wieners.
That'd be a fantastic band name.
Here's Jim Schmidt and the Snappy Wieners.
That's a little weird. A little early for that. Yeah. I always pick up on what Johnny said. I think that is great. That park that you have, the Miracle. And I want to give the city or the community credit for doing the out at Bay Beach. And I'm sure you...
Yeah, awesome. I mean, there's so many great opportunities now for anybody that has any physical challenges or whatever. There's also a really nice park there with all sorts of... It's very, you know, wheelchair accessible. Everything is right there, the slides, everything. So that was part of the Farr Foundation, who gave us some money before they left. And they built that. It's so, you know, when you're not playing baseball on the specially designed field, you can take your kids and family or whatever and hang out at the slides and the swings, and everything is just soft surface, so everybody can use it.
You know, last week I did a thing down in Fond du Lac where the amputee softball team, the veteran amputee softball team,
nice.
And they always play a great game, and they beat the team that, I mean, it was a regular team that came in, and they beat them.
Super.
I mean, they're amazing, but what they do is they do that camp for kids that are amputees. Many of the kids were born without limbs, and they all got up and told their story, and this one little boy from Texas, really cutest little kid ever, he says, nah, and it's like, were you born like this, or he's just too artificial? No, I said, when I was 3 years old, we were on the pontoon, and I was jumping up and down on the seat, and my mom told me, don't jump it down and hit a wave or something, and I fell off, and the propellers cut off my legs.
Ooh.
And here's this little boy telling that story. And there was another little boy. Sad. I put a picture of him.
But you said he had a pretty good disposition. I
great.
Mean, he was,
they
yeah.
all were.
Yeah.
Had the other little kid who was born with no legs right at the way. And watching him try to leg out an infield hit. And I put it on my Facebook. I said, some guy making $14 million a year who can't have the energy, doesn't have the energy to jog to first base on a ground out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Take a look at how hard this little kid wants to get to first base.
Yeah, the determination on some of these kids' face.
Absolutely.
And just to hit a ball.
And then
take
the
off
joy
the first,
when they do. Yep.
And everybody scores, and there's fans cheering and yelling. It's like big time. I mean, you've seen it.
Absolutely.
And what this does for you. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm saying, Drew, the kids are blessed. They're very, very happy. Yeah. They're having a good time. But I just got to believe that the people who donate, people who volunteer, I mean, to see that in action.
Yes. Thanks to Paul Lee Joyce. He was the original guy that brought it up here.
I mean,
it
was today.
That's 18 years ago this thing has been going. They started off with, it was like 65 kids in 2006. They now have over 200. We have 16 teams. It's like, it's a franchise. It's a,
you know. I remember you coming on the show, or one of you guys with me and Nick back there, just talking about it. It's like, really, you guys going to pull this off? And man, did you guys pull it off.
Yeah. Well, it's part of a national effort, but we were the first ones to bring
you
it.
You were in radio one time, right?
Yes, I was.
How come you don't know how to wear headphones?
I don't like to hear
what is going on there with your...
I'm a one-eared telephone guy.
Okay, gotcha. Better.
Okay, there. You just, they cover your ears. Right. That's why they're called...
It works so much better.
Headphones.
That way. Yeah, right.
Nobody's calling.
Remember back... remember back when you used to call them cans?
Yeah.
Yep. Remember,
give me the cans.
Yeah, where are your cans?
Oh, where were we? Yes. Paul Lee Joyce brought it up here. Small start, big finish. And there's waiting lists to get in. I mean, and another thing that has happened, our Miracle League is, I think, something like from 6 to 18. Once you graduate out, which we have now, there is another league that has formed on Monday night, which is those who have graduated that still want to play.
Oh, great.
I didn't know this.
So it's awesome. Yeah, it's great. It's on Monday nights, and it's organized, and it's a beautiful thing.
How can people get involved?
I guess just call the, you know, go online. You know, we have a website, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure somehow we could connect you to the Monday Night League if you have an older child. But it's awesome. I mean, it's, you've been there.
And how do parents with a child with the, how do they get engaged in this? And there's got to be practices too, right?
No, I mean, not really. There's no practice. But the key in this whole thing are volunteers, as usual, right? And so each kid gets a buddy, and that buddy stays with them the whole year.
I got it.
Generally, it's not a parent. It's usually a friend or
watching them push them around in the wheelchair and everything. Awesome. It's kind of like the team triumph at the different runs.
Exactly.
Stick around. You Todd, Stephen, Miracle League in the house. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here in a beautiful Monday morning. Good looking forecast. Looking for some rain tomorrow, but we'll be in Oshkosh tomorrow at EAA doing the show from there. We'll also be down there on Thursday doing the show from down there. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be great. I can't wait to go. I love that show.
Todd Stephan from the Miracle League and a whole bunch of other entities in the area. Todd, you've pretty much, I mean, you had a tremendous career with the public real service. World, yep. Public service.
Yep. I was also in TV here, you know, that way back when. Long time ago. In fact, I was in the news at the local WBAY.
What years was this?
83 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I, at the time, that was the first introduction of Little Bill Schmidt Jarts.
Oh, yeah.
On the air. And then I thought, well, I'm done with this. He's in here.
Were you doing sports?
No, I was doing news.
Okay.
Doing news, came from across. Went to school there, came over here, started working, introduced Bill, and then got out of his way, and off he went.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah.
And today's a big day for him. He's going to be...
inducted into something.
Yep, the...
Board of Directors.
Board of Directors, that's what it is.
Cool.
For the Green Bay Packers.
What a great choice, huh?
Absolutely.
Can you beat that guy?
No.
No.
No, for everything he's done for the community.
Yeah.
You bet.
He's amazing.
We've done auctions with him, and I've also been the victim of one of his auctions.
His auctioneering. Yeah.
If he catches it in his eye, right. you're going to go away with a something.
With a $600 butterfly that you budgeted, you know, $50 for.
Yeah.
That's Billy.
Todd, tell us a little bit. You were mentioning it, but we had Bear on here last week from Y100, formerly of Y100, and he was talking about his daughter and what has helped change her life after suffering a debilitating stroke.
Yeah,
That's near and dear to your heart as well.
Yeah. Curative Connections. They do a lot. You'd be amazed. They have an east side, a west side location. You know, you probably know more for just the cars running around and the delivery vehicles, the white ones with the curative on the side. There's 28 of those, by the way, running around. They put on a lot of miles, taking folks.
All volunteers?
Yep. Some are paid, but most are volunteers. And
what would we do without volunteers in this area?
Yeah, exactly. Think of all the great things that go on in Green Bay. If there's a need for someone sees something, they jump on it, get it going. Always need volunteers.
So. Well, we went you know, and I saw you there. We were at the volunteer breakfast
yes.
a few months ago.
Yes.
And that was in the atrium. And there must have been 800-900 people. That was full. I think that seats, what, 1,100 down there?
Something like that.
1,000?
What a great.
It was packed.
It's amazing. Because you're in your own little volunteer world. But right. You don't see all of the stuff that's going on. It's amazing. And yeah. Every time I walk out of there, I feel like such a lout. Because there's guys, you know, doing some great things.
And unique things, too. That whole laundry thing.
Yeah.
And stuff
yeah.
in the high schools to get kids clothes when they can't afford it. And, you know, and then there's youth doing that. And I'm thinking, when I was a kid, I'm not sure I signed up as much as I should have, you know. But this is a great community. And I think there was one time a study done on that. And the volunteerism is high here.
Oh,
it just is. It statistically as well. I mean,
we take care
it.
Of our own,
right?
You know, it's kind of neat.
And you're a big part of that. So Curative, so you drive for Curative?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they have another whole. I mean, they do so much with the Alzheimer's groups. Those who are disabled. They do brain things to bring them back to bring brain health. I mean, they work with folks to try to get them to become, get jobs that they can work in the community. And I mean, it's amazing. You'd be amazed at what goes on.
Was there a spark? We always ask this for like musicians or different type of people that come through, even politicians. Was there a spark that said, I really want to do this. I'm not going to get the accolades. I'm not going to get paid. I'm not going to whatever, but I still want to devote a big part of my life towards this.
Yeah. And anytime you volunteer, it seems that you get more out of it yourself than actually you're putting in. And people think, what? Until you do it, you'll see. Because it's some amazing stories and some phenomenal people you run into.
But in terms of the why you do that, I mean, it sounds like you were brought up in a great family if you had to listen to
Katie from autism, which said she has a nephew or niece or something.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
your parents did that.
Yeah, my dad was a small business owner in the Fredonia area, and he was always doing some of the Lions or the local fire department's, you know, annual fundraisers and all sorts of stuff. So yeah, I was around it all the time.
And I don't think people should be afraid of volunteering. Think like, oh my God, I don't have 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week. Sometimes it's just a couple hours a quarter, and you can do it. I mean, I work at the community shelter, and we have some families that come in and just to serve a meal. And that's good for these kids to do that. I have some students that I bring in there. And it's not to scare them like, oh, if you don't, you're going to end up with this so much. It's like, look, that's your responsibility as a citizen, right?
Take care of each other.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Makes
sense.
And, my kids no longer live in the state, but they're active where they do live now. And I'd like to take a little bit of credit for that. But I think that's just an important part of being a citizen is, you know, you got to pay your taxes and all that other stuff. But yeah, but, I mean, to volunteer is really makes this community great.
But you'll get more out of it. That's the neat part. You know, once you volunteer and you get involved, it's like, wow, this is really neat. And you get self-fulfillment.
Right. Big time. I don't mean to laugh, but I'll just tell you one quick funny story. When I did a story on the Manitowoc Miracle League starting up, they just got their new field built and the whole thing.
Beautiful.
So I told them, I said, hey, I went to, you know, I was doing my own photography and everything. And I said, hey, I want to get a shot right behind one of the guys, hit him a, you know, nice grounder, and I want to get the ball coming to him. Okay. So the one, I said, who's the best? This one raised it. I am. I'm the best we got. I said, okay. I said, what I want to do is stand right behind you with the camera and have you, he's going to hit you a, you know, kind of a good ground ball and take it and throw it to first. Okay. He goes, sure. So I'm shooting. Here comes this ground ball, pops off the thing. Kid ducks, hits my thing, knocks my lens off my camera.
I go, that'll teach you.
I thought you were said you were the man. He goes, yeah, but I'm not stupid. I was going to hit me in the face.
See? There you go. Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of stuff like that where the pitcher will lob it in and some kid will just whack it. It's like the pitcher.
He's like, I'm not
duck.
Stupid. But we use that then. I think we even use it for promos. The lens go up.
Yeah, get right in
Todd,
the action.
Todd, let me ask you. You do a lot, Curative, and obviously this Miracle League. Do you think there's something we need to do? I mean, you've traveled quite a bit, or do you think we're hitting?
What can we do better,
We can always do better, right? And there's always going to be another need popping up somewhere. And it's just a fact of identifying what we need done. And it seems like the whole population of Green Bay is just ready to help. It seems like when there's a problem, people jump in, both hands ready to help, whatever we need to get it going. And the financial support of this community is amazing. I mean, there are a lot of people that expend a lot of dollars to keep this place as great as it is, as great as it is to raise a family, you know, everything about it. Every aspect of Green Bay is just awesome due to the fact that there's people that lived here their whole life and want this place to succeed when they leave.
But it's a lot better than it used to. You were talking about when you got out of TV is exactly when I was coming into Green Bay in 84. Things have changed immensely since those days, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's as we progress through life, there's going to be issues that come up and have to be dealt with in a community. And it seems like there's always someone there to help. And that's Green Bay. That's the Green Bay way.
If you could swing a magic wand, what would you change?
That we could all live in peace and harmony for the rest of the year.
What voice was that? I don't know that voice.
I don't know that. But that
sounded a little bit like Robin Williams.
Everybody
for a minute
there, would get
Jumanji.
Everybody gets a set of the Schmidt Brothers.
That would bring peace to the world.
Oh,
you
God,
are right.
Yeah.
What year did you graduate from high school?
75.
Me too.
They had
Yeah.
What are you? We're getting old.
Yeah. I know.
Boy, huh, Todd.
Todd
kept himself together. Okay. Well, go ahead, Todd.
What did you do to make money in the summers?
Oh, that was fun. My dad owned a plumbing and heating business.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah. No, not lucky.
Not lucky.
Because they'd save all the good jobs for the kid in the summer. That means like digging out trenches in the base and dugout basements, sewer lines, fun stuff.
Not fun at all.
Again, I'll give your dad credit. Not only listening to Barbershop, but also because you were the boss's kid, he didn't give you the gravy jobs.
Oh, God, no. They just waited till I got
held those jobs to your
dad. We don't need to do that yet. Yeah, we got 2 months. He'll be
back. Don't unplug this yet. Todd's coming.
Did your dad ever have you work at the lumber mill?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I wasn't. Believe it, I wasn't real handy. My brother, he can stud a wall, siding. He worked on job sites. I kind of stamped literature and
put the stamps on the bill.
Helped out people in the office. So that's I was.
You were destined.
I can see. Hey, Todd, can you see his conversation? His mom.
Yeah.
What was your dad's name?
Jim.
Jim, what do you have for Jimmy this summer?
That was kind of
bad. Could you have him stack lumber? No. Could you have him grade the lumber? No. Could you have him like help build stuff? Heck no. Could you have him work with the girls in the office?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I did. That's kind of what I did.
Do they call you Junior by any chance?
No. Yeah. No. And I'm really not. My dad's middle name is Robert. Mine's Joseph. So my mom didn't want a junior. So, no, I have never been called that. And don't
we did. My dad's name was Jim, and my oldest brother is Jim. And he hated being called Junior.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked that.
But the other thing up in the UP, everything, if it's the son, my uncle Bill, his son was Bill, so everything was Billy Boy. Everything was boy after that. Right. And Nathan didn't like that either.
Oh, funny. No.
Let me ask you this. So from that era, it's got Jim's hands are baby soft for avoiding hard work. Same here.
The Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama. Jim one day.
Texan?
Jim was bragging one day about all the people. Who's the biggest names you ever met? And he said, it might be the Dalai Lama. I go, what was that like? Todd, what did he say?
He
had a really soft hand.
You're never going to live that down.
No,
I know.
Never.
No.
Forget the mayor thing. Nobody's going to remember
No. But our era, what do you think our era coming out was like compared to other eras?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't really know.
We're like an in-between era.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Because you had the Vietnam thing, and then you had all the demonstrators, and then you had the Watergates, and you had whatever, and then later on you had all this. We were like that in-between where not a lot was happening. We just kind of
Good rock and roll.
Great music
if
era.
You think about it.
I will take that music era over. Yep. Well, I would start with about 69 through the next few years.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are some great bands back then. In fact, that's the band I'm in. Our tagline is we only play classic rock from the 1900s. It'll make us sound old.
Tell about your band.
Yeah, we got a little band. It's three people. We just get together once in a while. More garage band type stuff. And we pick some old.
You got some gigs, though.
Beatles, the old stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that nobody hears, and they hear it, and they go, whoa, I remember that song. Good. Oh, yeah, what was that? And then we tell them when it was originated. And
yeah.
Long time ago, baby. Those were spinning 45s at the time. So, but we did have the, you know, we didn't get a chance to do a lot of the barbershop stuff in our band.
It's too bad. It's coming back, though.
Is it? Is it? Because I was going to ask you that.
Oh, it's good. We got the high schools now have their own contest in Point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
oh, cool.
So they're competing now. Yeah, it's, I want to say that everything costs a little bit of money, but there was a some money raised for scholarships to help the teachers and help the kids. So, yeah.
How about a volunteer effort to re-get the barbershop quartet back in Green Bay?
Well, we'd have to get them down from heaven because ain't nobody left here.
No, but just that whole, there's a group around, I think, that's still.
Oh, there's some great quartets still around. Oh, yeah. There's some great quartets. Yeah. But, yeah, I just think your classic rock is going to be a little bit more of a draw. But
I hope so.
Yeah.
The ladies like the boys in the barbershop quartet.
Jump guns, we had the garter.
Free haircuts.
That's what I did. Free haircuts.
Todd Steffen.
Thanks, guys.
Great having you on.
Yeah,
known you
for
a long
doing.
Time, and you've always been so involved with the community.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. Like I say, I'm getting more back out of this than I'm putting in. So, that hate to be self-serving, but that really happens when you volunteer.
Class of 75, what was your prom song?
Oh, boy. Bridge Over Troubled Waters?
Oh.
Something like that. Uh-huh. That actually happened because the pond we built in the cafeteria overnight got a leak in it, and it leaked into the gym, and it really was a bridge.
Wow.
Over very troubled
Sorry
waters.
Sorry about that. Well, ironically, ours was from the Poseidon Adventure. There has to be tomorrow. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who sang that? That's
Maureen
McGovern.
McGovern. Yes.
That's right.
There's got to be a morning after. Remember that one, Jim?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that was our prom song. Kind of a strange prom song about a ship that where most of the people, you know.
Oh, there it is. Oh,
wait. I got. Oh, you want to dance?
Slow.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe.
Let's go to a break.
Todd Steffen, thanks so much for being
thanks,
here,
Todd.
Buddy. Whatever we can do to help you, for what you do to the community, we salute you, my friend. Back
Thank
after
you.
This.
Thanks, man.
Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside. Storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together?
Boy, does that bring back some memories.
Yes.
What?
I don't know. I listened to that a lot. Like, there's a lot of better music than that.
Well, there was.
You know.
There was.
Just Elton John.
It doesn't sound like a love song, though.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not. It's about people that in an overturned luxury liner.
Yeah.
I don't know why we couldn't have picked something better.
Well, you obviously weren't on the committee. Speaking of the committee, did
I've
you
never been on a committee.
I know. I think.
Or at least not in high school.
I told you, you need to get on you have your 50th class reunion coming up, Johnny. I want you to call and get on that committee. Because you
why?
Said that, because I think. You could add some flavor to it. We could have some fun with that. We could do a shout out to the class of whatever, 75, and get the Dick Clark Award, take pictures of everybody, see who looks the same, get a little voting going.
What's could the have Dick Clark Award?
Who hasn't changed their looks?
Ah, okay.
I got second place, John.
Really?
Yeah, but this other guy was, was better. That was our 25th, so I don't know.
I don't think I
But you showed me a picture of your class reunion.
Yeah.
I think you might win.
Stop.
I was like, why did they take pictures of their parents?
Stop. You can't be that way about my class.
Wow.
Todd,
wow, that one.
I'm going to get a warm reception if anybody hears that. Yeah.
The lunchroom lady.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Stop it.
You're the one who said to me, do I look that old? You got to admit, John, you said that. So,
nope.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry to throw you under the bus before your class reunion, but...
I'm looking at other songs we could have had.
Yep.
For prom of 75.
Well,
no, it's gonna be 74. So because it's junior year.
Right, junior year. Junior prom.
Junior prom.
That was prom king.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
No.
Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
No.
Sundown. Then Came You.
Mm-hmm.
You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. Hooked on a Feeling. Spiders and Snakes.
Too happy.
Having My Baby. That would have been a good
one. That would have been great, right?
Having My Baby. What a lovely way to say that you're thinking of me. Sweet Home Alabama.
This is a good one.
You said Then Came You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That would have been good.
This would have been a good
Spinners.
One.
Nah, coming up, 1974, The Spinners. Then Came You.
But that's like junior high school, too. That's kind of when you find your first serious girlfriend.
Yeah. Beach Baby. Beach Baby. Remember that one? No. Cats in the Cradle.
No.
Cats in the Cradle and the Silver Spoon. Yeah. Nothing from Nothing, Billy Preston. Whatever Gets You Through the Night, John Lennon.
Not a lot of love songs in this set.
No. Annie's Song by John Denver. The Night Chicago Died. And the door burst open wide. And my daddy stepped inside. And he kissed my mama's face. And he chased her blues away. Yeah. Remember that one?
Take Poseidon Adventure over that.
Yeah. And there was no sound at all, except the clock against the wall. Remember that?
Not at all. No, what else? Hey, is there some Elton John?
Over
there,
Young
John?
Cat Stevens. If You Love Me, Let Me Know. Olivia Newton-John. Hang On In There, Baby. Johnny Bristol. Can't Get Enough. Bad Company. I Love You. I Honestly Love You. Olivia Newton-John.
That's not bad.
That's another one of the spin. That's the same thing. You're just falling in love with your high school sweetheart. You know, that's a good song. I remember that song.
All right.
It's a little sappy, but.
It is. Yeah. It is. But that's.
Boogie Down. Dark Lady. Cher. Jazzman.
This is a great song. I was just bringing it back to high school. Wow.
Hey, you want to go to the prom?
Right.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should.
Yeah, you do.
Slow dance.
What's your friend's name? Oh, yeah, I really like you a lot. What's her name?
That's a great song.
But I believe you.
Here's one that would get every school in trouble. May I read the name of the song?
What is it?
May I read the name of the song? Elton John, 1974.
Bitch is Back.
Yeah.
The Bitch is Back.
Yeah. Yep.
That is a great song. That wouldn't be a great prom song, but that's a great song.
Yeah. Mac Davis, One Hell of a Woman. Barry White, You Are the First. Lady Marmalade.
Is this song fun or what?
Eagles Already Gone. Linda Ronstadt, You're No Good.
That's not a bad one.
Not at all.
This is a lot better.
Hey, Jim, if you ever run for mayor again, this should be your theme song.
Yes.
The Bitch is Back.
You think that'd work?
Oh, yes, I do.
Thinking about it.
There you go, 1974. That's what we had to choose from.
Not a lot of love songs.
Lot of anything. Just kind of some weird songs. That's what it sounded like. We're just talking there with Todd. It's kind of an in-between era. You know what I mean? You had the hard rock, and then they had the whole psychedelic era, and then whatever. And then disco was right after that. So yeah, it was that in-between. I hated disco.
Me too.
So this was right in between the thing. So I was never a dancer to disco. Were you a disco dancer? Because
no.
Huh? I'll be honest, no. I used to go to Sun Devil Disco Lounge in Tempe, Arizona. And I'd have my puka beads. Wear puka beads. Have my really big hair. I have a polyester shirt.
Yep. I went to Studio 50.
I'm a big fan of polyester.
You were?
Uh-huh.
Still?
Just felt good. Yeah. I'll still wear it.
It was hot.
No, I liked it. It made me glisten. Had a nice sheen. Did you say you went to Studio 54?
Yeah.
Wow.
What
year?
Probably.
In the era?
77, 78, yeah.
Was it as crazy as they say?
Yes, it was.
You
it was
saw all nuts. That?
Yeah.
Did you partake?
No, I
Jim?
Just went. No, I didn't. And now it's
Come
called,
on, a little bit?
No, and now it's called Below 54. Same building.
Was there anybody famous in there when you were there?
He was too stoned to know.
Okay, no disrespect, Jim. No disrespect. No disrespect. No disrespect. But wasn't there a kind of a gatekeeper who would only let in the beautiful people or the unique people?
I went with the guy.
Did you show up with your Shetland pony? It's like, hey, Tony, look at this guy. He probably's going bleeping Shetland pony. Hey, let him in. You kidding me? Are you kidding me? Somebody might ride around that thing naked. Here we go. Bring him in. Yeah, that happened? Nope. All right. Hey, Bianca, you got to check out this guy. He's got his own Shetland pony. I love a man with a Shetland pony. That happened?
Can't
nah.
No? Okay. Studio 54.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Wow.
Things we did not know about Jim. Yes.
A lot more you don't know that you're not going to know.
Yeah, look at the time. Hey, tomorrow coming your way live from Oshkosh at EAA. Should be a great time. Hope you can join us. Back in tomorrow morning, Mano the Mayor. See ya!